Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Well, let's turn back to the latest from the collapse of FTX. Bankruptcy proceedings revealing the extent of the slump in its assets. Meanwhile, the venture capital firm Sequoia Capital has apologised to its investors for backing FTX. Joining us now is Glenn Goodman, crypto consultant at eToro, for more on the effect on the broader crypto space. Good morning to you, Glenn. Great to have you with us. Talk to us about the blow to sentiment. We're getting more and more details, of course, about the extent of the collapse of FTX and what was happening behind the scenes. What does this mean for sentiment around crypto?
Well, sentiment has already got about as bad as it could possibly get. Well, you know, we always say that in crypto, and then something manages to happen to make it slightly worse. But at this point in time, there are lots of signs, actually, that possibly, you know, hesitate to say it, but possibly we are approaching the bottom, the final bottom. And actually, I agree with Bloomberg's own columnist, Edward Harrison, who was talking about this on your website, saying that we're probably close to the bottom of the crypto cycle for a number of reasons. The main indicator, I guess, being that huge company collapses like Enron and Bernie Madoff scandal usually take place near the bottom of a market. And that doesn't happen by accident. It's because by that point, people like optimistic lenders, optimistic investors become very thin on the ground. So when a company gets into trouble, which inevitably happens when valuations fall, then there's often nobody left to help prop up an insolvent company. And then in many cases, all the rot starts to come out. In addition, I would add that the classic magazine indicator is now flashing red. The latest cover of The Economist screams crypto's downfall. And of course, old Wall Street wisdom says that when the magazine covers are panicky, then you're often near the bottom. And just lastly, huge capitulation volume in the crypto markets last week, which suggests also that we could be near a bottom. Capitulation volume doesn't necessarily mean you're at the bottom, but it often, I looked at previous instances, and often it means that you're getting there.
Okay, again, good to speak to you. So where does this leave us in the crypto narrative then over a longer term? Because back in the day, I remember years ago, 10 years ago perhaps, there were crypto enthusiasts, and then there were those in sort of traditional finance who'd say, well, blockchain could be interesting, but I'm not sure about all the coins. And are we going to get back to a point like that? Or do you think that the coins will continue to have a bigger status than back in those days?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the coins are so massively more developed. The smaller cryptos that barely existed a decade ago at the time that you're talking about. Now we've got, you know, thousands and thousands. And yes, a lot of them are pure nonsense, but there are still a hefty chunk that have serious backers, serious developers working on them and trying to produce usable products. So I do think that cryptos in general have a very significant future in many different areas, not least decentralized finance. And actually, it can very easily be argued that what we've seen with this centralized exchange going down actually tells us that decentralized finance applications, which have held up generally pretty well throughout all of this, are indeed the future, and that perhaps we should be moving away from centralized entities such as FTX.
But have we learned anything about the kind of need for good corporate governance in companies in this sector from what we're learning so far about what went wrong at FTX?
You know, it's kind of depressing because every generation in both the stock market and the crypto market, it feels that we have to learn all over again about good corporate governance. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if you've been around as long as I have in the finance business and trading and so on, but
we have long memories, Glenn.
Yeah, exactly. This kind of stuff just seems to come around again and again and again, as we've said, Enron and Madoff and now FTX. And what we heard from Sequoia Capital there, who have apologized, I mean, that's great. But some of the people who were lending money to FTX and investing in FTX, the due diligence that took place just really seems to be quite under par. And there seems to be a lot of emphasis on, hey, he seems like a good guy, that kind of thing, which really is just absolutely not good enough. But, you know, we're human beings at the end of the day. And the problem is that when you're in the midst of a heady boom, whether it's in stocks or crypto or anything else, even the cleverest people sometimes seem to slightly lose their senses and start trusting people who they wouldn't normally trust immediately without having done proper due diligence.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.